Welcome to the Life Notes Podcast, where we explore God and grace in our everyday lives. This is the 21st in the series of Life Notes titled Praying with One Eye Open. This episode is titled Praying Together. The gospel message is from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 9a. Pray then in this way. Earlier this year, I spent several days with a group of Benedictine monks south of Boston. I was allowed to join them during parts of their daily schedule, including the 5 daily worship services. One part of most worship services was what they consider praying together, which in this case was chanting the Psalms. They sat in 2 groups facing each other and chanted passages from the Psalms, sometimes one side at a time, other times in unison. For the most part, I was taught that prayer was a solitary activity. Me and God. Certainly there were prayers before meals and bedtime where one person would pray on behalf of those present at the table or bedside. In church, the pastor would pray on behalf of the entire congregation. Those were community prayers, but it was still one person doing the praying while others sat in silence. The exception was the Lord's Prayer, which was recited in unison as a community. With those exceptions, however, I considered prayer a solitary activity. It is interesting that the prayer Jesus instructed his disciples to pray was a community prayer. The language is distinctly communal. Our Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. I have tried praying this prayer in an individual way, for example, my Father, give me this day, but that feels wrong and selfish. Perhaps it is because I learned it as a communal prayer, or perhaps the prayer loses its power when removed from its communal context. It is also interesting that 3 verses before giving his disciples the Lord's Prayer, Jesus says, quote, "But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret." That's Matthew 6:6. The latter prayer process is distinctly solitary. I suspect Jesus' message is that both individual and community prayers are important. Nor should this surprise anyone. The community aspect of prayer, however, is the one I find most challenging. Actually, it is my ego that finds community prayer most challenging. My ego self desires a special relationship with God, one that sets me apart from others as a unique creation in God's eyes. And there's biblical evidence for that very uniqueness. See Psalm 139. What trips me up is that everyone is a unique creation of God, loved and known for their individual traits by our doting divine parent. Wouldn't that make any individual, like me, less special? Although my ego is bruised at the thought, I believe we are all precious beyond belief in God's eyes. In his prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, on the night before his crucifixion, found in John 17, Jesus prays that we, as in all of us, might be one with him just as he is one with God. There is an unmistakable communal inclusiveness in his words. In Paul's letters, he describes us as the body of Christ. See Romans 12, identifying individuals as various parts of the one body. Again, this is not welcome news to the ego self, who is more than willing to forego the salvation of many others in order to assure the salvation for itself and those it deems worthy. As I age and the more I read, the more convinced I become that salvation is communal. In other words, we become with God together, as one body, or do not become one with God at all, except perhaps in brief awakenings. This is why healing the sick and easing suffering and feeding the hungry and including the outcast, the hallmarks of Jesus' ministry, are so vitally important for us to continue today. As we awaken to our oneness, we understand that we cannot be well until others are well. And so praying together should be an important part of our prayer practice. It is an affirmation of our unity. Personally, I recite the Lord's Prayer as a regular part of my daily devotions, When I do, however, I try to assume the posture of being one part of a large body praying for and with the entire community of my brothers and sisters. No doubt there are countless others across the globe and through the ages praying it with me. Jesus gave us a new commandment to love one another. Praying together is one way for us to fulfill that commandment. You have been listening to the Life Notes podcast. I invite you to my website, contemplatinggrace.com, where you will find books, music, and archives of my Life Notes and podcasts. Until next time, this is Greg Hildenbrand wishing you peace and every good.